Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's February 16th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here as always with my co-host, Antoine Bergerot. Hey, Antoine.
How are you doing, Paul?
I'm doing good. Are you recording this time?
Yes, I am. Excellent. Was the previous time, too. I just forgot
to save it.
The file.
That's all right. Every show goes through it. I'm trying to think, have we ever had to re-record the main show?
The show with Dan and Guillaume about Templeton, I think, because the file was unusable.
Oh, maybe. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah. We did two recordings, one in the back and one in the front of the store. Yep. Right. Well, it happens to every podcasting crew, so c'est la vie, as we say in French. So let's jump right into the events. So first up, we've got the beginner to intermediate painting workshop at the Slab Rosemont with none other than Geeks of the North Antoine.
Yeah, that's on February 28th. It's a four-hour class, $30, that includes a miniature. It's a good class for anybody that wants to go from a basic tricolor minimum painting to having some shading and stuff like that under minis. We go over basic layering, dry brushing, washes, some other type of details. So, and last time it was pretty well received. The registrations are going on right now. We don't have the minimum person, so if you are interested, don't wait and go register. If the website is scary to you, that's normal. It's to everybody, but the link we'll have in the show notes also include a telephone number, and you can just call to register. It's easier.
Nice. So this is the class if you want to go from painting like me to painting like Antoine.
No. It's a class that if you want to paint like you're painting like my son and want to go to Paul level, maybe. I think.
Wow, I'm better than Antoine's six-year-old.
Oh, nice. By a margin.
All right. Next up, we've got the ND Open 8 on May 7th and 8th.
Yeah, big two-day event. A bunch of tournaments. There's also the Norton Defender show, the painting competition run by Mathieu Fontaine on the same weekend. You can already register for all the tournaments except the painting side. There's a 9th Age, 40K, War Machine, Infinity, Guild Ball, and X-Wing. 9th Age and 40K are two-day events. All the others are a single event that you can register for only one day or register to two different tournaments on two different days if you want. It's $35 per day, and that includes a t-shirt and a lunch.
That's a good deal. Yep. Now, the t-shirts, I think, are only if you register before a certain date, right?
Yeah, if you register before the first week of April, if I remember correctly. I don't have the specific day, but I know it's in the first half of April.
Well, that'll be on the link we put in the show notes, yes. So people can check that out. Awesome. All right. Well, let's move into the news. As always, we're going to have our non-crowdfunding stuff first, and leading the way is Reaper Miniatures with some new mouselings.
Yeah, a bunch of cool new mice.
So if you like anthropomorphic mice, this is for you.
Yeah, they have 12 different ones, if I remember correctly, or 10? 10. 10 new mice. A princess, a king, some thieves.
I like
wizard, the, samurai.
They have a ranger guy that looks like he's... I don't even know. He's got like this open vest. He looks like if Rambo was a mouse. That's what he would look like.
He even has the... not a toupee, but almost that.
He's almost got the Donald Trump hair yeah. Going on. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. You know what? And these were painted by a good friend of mine, mm-hmm. Rhonda Bender, which I didn't realize. So I'm totally going to have to bug her about that, because I think that's awesome. You know what? Looking at the one with the hairdo, I think he may have a mullet, because there seems to be a little bit of a ponytail or something sticking out from behind his ear.
Yeah. But if you look at it,
awesome.
It might be a girl.
Maybe.
A it's girl a mouse. Mice. But yeah, but... I kind of see boobs.
I thought that was just an overdeveloped pectoral region.
Maybe too. Maybe.
But maybe that's
why
the long
hair.
To go
with the toupee, maybe. Or I don't know.
But yeah, these are pretty awesome. Yeah, some of the sculpts are not as nice as others, but some of them are really, really funny looking.
Yes.
but in a good type of funny. So it's worth checking out if you like animals, or you want to impress your girlfriend with a cute little miniature that you can hand paint for her. Show her your love for a late Valentine's Day present.
Yeah.
There you go. Relationship Counseling by Geeks of the North. Next up, Beyond Miniatures has released a cool, cool new bust.
Yeah, 17 millimeter. It's the torso and heads, torso, head, and arms of a Nub Goblins. He's probably eyeing, how you would say, evaluate?
Evaluating, or yeah. Appraising.
Appraising a big jewel.
Yeah, he's got one eye closed, one eye open. He's looking at a big gemstone. Yeah. That's pretty slick.
Yes.
You know, I've never heard of Beyond Miniatures. Do they do a lot of stuff? Are they mostly busts? Or?
I couldn't say. I think this is the first time I recognize the name. Or if we look at their site, it's their first
I think it's their first product. Release. So. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything in their shop. So good for them, because for a first try, that was a pretty awesome model.
Yes. And for the size, the price is not that bad.
Absolutely.
45 euro, that's about 60 bucks Canadian, maybe?
Yep, which is, for an imported bust, that's a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's next? We've got Mom Miniatures.
Yeah, I wanted to include that one. They have two kind of warm fantasy proxies in their new release for this month. One is a Nurgle warrior and the other is a vampire. But I mostly wanted to mention the new Dwarf Terrain. They have two types of columns, and they are really cool and pretty big too. And the price is good. There's like 8 euros for the basic columns and 10 for the dwarven ones. And that's for two of each. So it's pretty good for the size of it.
Yeah, those are really, really awesome looking. Those would spruce up any dwarven table.
Yeah, the dwarven ones are 7-inch high, and the other are 9-inch high. So it's a pretty sizable terrain piece.
Yeah, those are really nice.
For, what, $5 or $6 each in the end?
Yeah, exactly. Can't go wrong. So definitely worth checking out. I didn't see that. When I looked at their page when I was going over the notes, I saw the Nurgle miniature, which I thought was really cool looking. The vampire, to be honest, didn't do much for me. I find it very, very busy as a model, and I can't really. You look at it, and you can't really tell what's going on for a lot of it, and the paint job is not.
Yeah, I think the paint job has a big part of it.
Because the paint job's not great. The Nurgle guy can get away with a kind of sloppier paint job because it's Nurgle, and just the look of the model is fine.
Yeah, but for the vampire, there's the capes is flying, and there are bats at the top of the cape. But
those are bats. Yeah. Oh my god!
So when you look at it, it's unclear because the paint scheme is so similar. The tone in the
I'll be honest,
the cloak and the bats is so similar that it's hard to say.
I looked at that and I did not know it was bats.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was rocks or maybe like a body that was flying up. Like, I couldn't tell
The rocks was my first guess too before looking at the full size picture.
Yeah, and when you look at the back of the model, you can kind of see the definition of the bats, but from the front, you have no idea. Wow, that's unfortunate.
And you have a better idea if you look at the Bear Risen one. It's clearer what they're trying to do.
Wow, that's unfortunate. Yeah. But those columns are a good deal.
So the columns are really cool.
Next up, Eureka Miniatures, Palpitations Rocket Girls?
Yep. I just found them funny. They're Trooper girls with like Rocketeer helmets, Kalashnikovs, and jetpacks.
And HMGs, yeah. That's very Flash Gordon, like 1950s sci-fi looking. That's pretty awesome. Not my style of mini, but I can totally see the
cool
geekiness factor.
Yeah, it could fit for some strange pulp games or alternate history ones.
Yeah. All right. Kromlik, Junk City Objective Markers. These are pretty cool. I mean, they're just objective markers, but they're, I could totally see this in an orc army or something.
Oh yeah, it's just a team. They, I mean, they fit Cromlech. Right in. So
Cromlech and orcs are go hand in hand. Yes. You know? It's like apples and pie.
And with the numbers right on it, it's clearly done for 40k.
Yeah, with 6 objective markers. What other game uses 6? Mm-hmm. Yeah, none.
Yeah. And especially terrain with the number written on them, the markers, they're not secrets. So I other company are doing secret objective, but
yeah,
not you know, those.
You know what's funny? This makes me think of this is not news related, but it's an objective marker related story. So last year, I think it was at Adepticon, and I was looking through the Tectonic Craft Studios booth, and they make a bunch of laser cut terrain and objective markers and little things and some really, really cool stuff. People should check them out. And they had a pile of these objective kits. You know, and it's a bunch of different laser cut markers, really cool looking. And I was talking to the owner of the company, and he's like, yeah, they're not selling. I don't know why. And I kind of look at them, I'm like, yeah, they seem really nice. I don't get it. I'm like, wait a minute, there's only 5 markers. He's like, yeah? I'm like, 40K takes 6. And he's like, oh, well, that explains it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long has it been since you played 40K, man? He's like, a while. So I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah. So back on topic now. Cromlech Junk City objective markers are pretty awesome. So if you like orcs, they're for you. We should get Yom a set for Christmas or something, or his birthday. His birthday's coming up.
Yes.
Just get him some objective markers so he can put them down when we play Apocalypse while he's pounding me into the dirt. He can have nice objective markers to boot.
Upon you with style.
Yeah, exactly. That could go taken so wrong.
Upon you into the dirt with style.
Well, he does wear that stylish hat whenever he goes to conventions and stuff.
He does.
All right. Freeborders has released some new models. Swallow, Tipduros, and the new Mug and Ruins. Now, I didn't see Mug and Ruins. It's a mug and terrain.
So it's 2 miniatures, a mug, and some terrain.
Okay. See, I saw that, and I thought maybe Mug and Ruins were like a team combo. Like, you know, like maybe Mug is like a big goon, and Ruins is like some archaeologist character or something. I don't know. It's like, oh, how did I miss such cool name models? The answer is I didn't miss cool name models. I just missed a coffee mug. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And some, it looks like laser cut MDF ruins.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a whole lot less impressed now. But that being said, Swallow looks really cool.
I personally like the other one, the guy with the dogs. Tipoduros is like a dog handler with 2 mastiff.
I have to say, the pictures probably don't do the models justice because they're just raw resin.
Yeah.
You don't really get a good impression of what the models look like. He seems to have a pretty good face sculpt.
Mm-hmm.
The Tipoduros or Duros. And his pose is definitely, maybe he's supposed to be holding the leashes for the dogs?
I think so, because one of the dog leashes in the air.
Yeah, and the way that his hand's up, it's like he's holding them back or something.
Mm-hmm. And go with the pose of the dog that are on their...
the hind legs? They're pulling at the leash? Yeah.
So for a diorama, that could be cool, because you could complete the leash. For gaming purpose, it doesn't work. But for a small diorama or a scene... It could be cool. The pose is already there for you. You just have to complete it. Some wire and putty, and you could do a cool sit.
That's a neat idea. Awesome. Like we were discussing off recording, I didn't realize, I actually thought Freebooters had stopped production. So it's nice to see they're still doing stuff. They had interesting sculpts and a cool game from the sounds of it. But I just hadn't seen much from them in a long time.
I should have my first game finally this week or next week of Freebooter.
Wow.
Yep.
And Antoine, king of all things miniature.
No. But I finally have my miniature back, and I'm ready to try it.
Let me know how it goes.
Yep. I'll do.
All right. So let's get to our Kickstarter stuff. So first up... Relic Blade. Now, this is a game you tried this week.
Yes.
Or last week, I guess.
Yeah, I tried out 2 days ago with Papa Guillaume. It's a quick skirmish adventure game, heroes versus monsters, in the wave one, which is what's on Kickstarter right now. It's three heroes versus pigmen. So you have a questing knight, a druid that can transform into a bear, and a fighting cleric with a spirit weapon that he can summon at the same time, and a variety of different pigmen, like a shield pig, axe pig, soldier pig, berserker pig, and stuff like that. And the game is pretty simple, but the visual is cool. All the cards are illustrated. The guy is a comic book artist, so he illustrated all the different cards. All the book is full of pictures too. All the scenes for the example are sketched and really cool visually. The guy is doing everything by himself. He did the design. He did the sculpting for the 3D sculpting for the miniatures. He's doing the illustration, the rules. So it's a big thing. Everything is already done for Wave 1. What's on Kickstarter right now is already available on his store, but he's doing the Kickstarter to be able to produce them in batch and kickstart the rest of the project, so stuff for the next wave and new miniatures. Already, it's already funded, and they are starting to unlock stretch goals. So it's really fun, quick. The cards are all visual. The action points, the movement points, the armor, even the for your attacks, you have a die with the face showing up, and that's your target number. So you could play for with kids pretty easily too. So cool project.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the details on the Kickstarter page, and I see exactly what you're saying about the cards being very visual.
Mm-hmm.
So I could really see that being intuitive for children. I think, like in the main show, we talk about this a bit, and I can totally see a well-developed 5-year-old or 6-year-old being able to play this game.
Yeah.
Maybe not getting all the technical, ins and outs of it, but at least understanding the basics and being able to, to move models and roll dice. I can totally see that happening.
Yes.
And the sculpt style is very interesting because it's not pigmen like we've seen before. They've got kind of their own, genre to it.
It's not orcs with groin. Is it how you would say it? The nose? The pig nose?
I have no idea what word you were... Was that a French term for it?
Yeah, a groin. Which okay. is the nose of the pig.
Okay. In English, snout?
Ah, maybe. Snout. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I think snout is the word you're looking for in English, yeah.
Sometimes you see some of the old style orcs have snouts.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, or like the Gamorrean guards from Star Wars, right?
Yeah, a bit. But those really look like anthropomorphized pigs, like pig head on their beefy body. Yeah.
I'm not even trying to make a joke there about pigs being beefy, but they're... I like the style.
Yep.
I think they're interesting, and I think I'll be honest, the knight leaves me a bit cold, but I think the druid and the cleric looks very dynamic.
Yeah, and it's if you look at it, it's not a human, it's a draconic.
Is that what he is? I was trying to get a good shot. The picture they have of the miniature is kind of from above, so the head looked odd. I was looking at the legs, like he's got blue skin. Okay.
Yeah, it's not armor. It's really skin. There's armor too, but the metallic silvery armor with the blue skin looks like just a big suit of skin. But no, it's a draconic head and dragon feet.
Yeah, no, this has potential. So it is fully funded, like you mentioned. And the Kickstarter runs until March 19th. So folks should go check that out.
Mm-hmm. And for people who are not into the miniatures, you can pledge only for $6 and have all the PDF. So the rules and the cards in PDF format, which is what I got to try the game because they're already on sale on the site too. So for $6, it's hard to go wrong. No shipping, anything. And they will go out to you as soon as the project funds, because everything for Wave 1 is already ready to go.
Already complete, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Next up, Massive Awesome with their Shattered Earth Emergence Kickstarter. Dun, dun, dun. So this is kind of a neat looking game. They've got some pretty interesting sculpts, and it's a weird kind of mix.
Yes.
Of creepy, I don't want to say horror, but creepy looking stuff and sci-fi. So it's neat.
Yeah, it makes me think a bit of Dark Age, but with more of an Asian vibe and horror vibe.
And less Mad Max
looking. Yes.
Yeah, no, definitely. So this also was funded. So they've hit their goal and there's still 19 days to go. And yeah, it's pretty interesting. And they're actually just about to break a stretch goal where everyone's going to get a free rulebook, which is nice. I think, was this the game where I was looking at where they were talking about how the characters are customizable?
I haven't read through all the information. Spent too much time on Relic Blade.
I think I'm getting confused in another game. But yeah, it's cool looking, so people should check it out. It's definitely a different take on that whole sci-fi, horror, scary stuff. It is post-apocalyptic. It's just a weird take on post-apocalyptic.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yes, enough of my rambling. So Awakened Realms is doing Kickstarter for Awakening Gaming Terrain. Now, Awakened Realms has been around for a long time. And this stuff that they're doing totally looks like it was made for a certain other game.
With a three-letter acronym.
Yeah. It's been an age since we've seen terrain like this.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah, so it's cool looking. And it could, you know, be pretty generic. You know, you got some barricades and towers. You've got some portals that could be, you know, realm gates. They could be chaos portals. They could be whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Some funky totems, some objective markers.
Six.
Six objective markers. They got it right. Yeah, first time. Some bases. Yeah, they got all kinds of stuff. Tesla stuff. It's worth checking out. I didn't actually look at the pricing on this Kickstarter, so I don't know what the pledge levels are. Well, it's not bad. £40. You know what? £40 was $80. That gives you six objective markers, three totems, two portals, four barricades, and a tower all cast in resin. And that seems pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not a crazy deal, but reasonable.
Yeah.
And plus the shipping cost, of course.
Yeah. And for people who want to know more the size, they have cool GIF going on the page with scales on each side, and you have pictures of the items, so you can know exactly what size everything is, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty neat. So that's a painting studio, right? Awakened Realms, that's what they
are? Yes.
Yeah. So a painting studio doing sculpting and launching miniatures. Interesting. Again, side note here. Didn't Blue Table try running a Kickstarter a couple of years back? Was it Blue Table Painting?
I couldn't say.
There was another painting studio that launched a Kickstarter, and they were trying to fund a new studio for themselves. It didn't succeed. Because it wasn't really clear what anyone would get out of it aside from giving them money to, you know, upgrade their business.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it was the second time I've seen something from a painting studio. Next up.
Well, first, this one is already funded and it's going on until March 12th.
Yeah, sorry, I got distracted. They have some pretty cute people that work at Awakened Realms, and there's a picture of the team there, so they distracted me. Sorry about that. I'll do better. I'll do better for the next one. Parallax Warband. Now, this is actually a company I've seen models from, and I have to say, I was really, really impressed with the sculpt I saw. I saw it last year, I think it was at ReaperCon, and James Wapple had a cat, I want to say a ranger type creature that he'd painted for the con. And of course, he'd painted it in like half a day and won a gold medal or whatever. Because James Wapple, but the sculpt's really cool. And I think this is the same company that did. They have like an elephant man.
Yes.
And I think they also don't they have like a walrus man or something that we looked at a couple months ago?
No, the walrus was a bigger scale and just for painting. It might be the same company, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
From memory, it was not the same gang.
Okay. I'll say that this guy has some really, really cool stuff. So what do we got left on the Kickstarter here? So Are we funded? Yes, we are now funded with 18 days to go. So the project ends March 5th. And, you know, I've been looking for some models just to paint that I wouldn't be tempted to try to, and this it sounds bad maybe, but I wouldn't be tempted to try to pick up a whole game around. This might be what I choose because there's some interesting stuff here. I think it's just different and not, you know, everyone's seen Space Marines and War Machine stuff and whatever. This is different enough that I think if you want to look for something to paint that's unique and going to catch people's eye.
Yeah, a giant elephant berserker. Don't see that often on the table.
Exactly. Or their minotaurs. They have some really nice minotaur models too.
Yeah, too.
Yeah, the elephant berserker with the two flails is crazy looking. He's got like big hammers on his back or something. Yeah, that is awesome. Sold. Okay. Next up. Black Maria Designs Steampunk Western Terrain. Totally not to be confused with the stuff for Wild West Exodus and or Malifaux.
Yeah, no. Or a bunch of historic games. There's are many, many historical games for Western.
That's true.
So
that's true. So yeah, we've got some. We've got an outhouse. Oh, the line is complete. It's complete range. You have an outhouse.
There's a lot of terrain. There are a lot of options. They have a wagon, some orchards, gallows, lumber store.
Cigar store.
Drug store. Saloon. And even when you go to more of a steampunk or a fantastical side, they even have a Narcanum, which is probably a magic occult trinket store.
Yeah, well, it says occult supplies under Arcanum on the front of it. Yeah. You know what? They have a barn with working doors. You know, I have to say, I've seen a lot of different Western terrain. I mean, there's...
Burn-In Designs. Pretty good.
Yeah. Too. And Wapple loves those guys, and I don't blame them. They're nice terrain. But it looks a bit over the top to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's very much sci-fi Western.
Yeah, yeah. It's done exactly for Wild West.
Yeah, you know, it's got the neon signs or whatever. Mm-hmm. This looks a little more traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, I kind of like it better.
And it got more possible use, too.
Well, I mean, there's not many. I guess I could use it for Malifaux as well. Not that we ever play Malifaux, but we have crews and rule books, so we could someday in theory.
And I have books for some generic fun Western if we would like.
Why am I not surprised?
Gutshot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard good things about Gutshot.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard it's very quick and dirty. So what do we got here? So this.
It's also already funded.
they only wanted $2,000. They got $4,000 so far with 22 days to go. The project ends on March 8th. I'm just looking to see. The outhouse is only $10. How do you go wrong? How do you go wrong? Wait, seriously, though, the buildings look pretty reasonably priced. I'm just trying to see what we got here.
Yeah, that's one way I don't really like Kickstarter going. Like, a pledge gives you a number of options, or they could call them coins or whatever, and each item has a set cost. Let's say the gallows is two options. So you need to go look at the pledge, divide that by how many, like, let's say one pledge is... $100 gives you 10 options. So an option is about $10. Okay. So the gallows is about $20. But if you go up your pledge, the options get cheaper. So it's a bit of a pain to go through and choose and know what you want, how much it costs. But I think the price is good. It's just a pain to navigate.
Yeah. The big buildings seem to be three options. The lumber store is two options. The gallows is two options. So 10 options cost you $100.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The saloon is three, and it's a big two-story building with a roof. Yeah.
So you can get the saloon. That's
$30 about.
Saloon, the cigar store, the lumber store, and an outhouse. Right? 6, 7, 8. Oh, no. Actually, you can get a gallows instead of the outhouse. So that's pretty good. You can get 4 pieces of terrain for $100. That's really not bad.
Yeah, and sizable terrain too, so.
I mean, plus shipping and handling, of course, and it's $100 US, which means it's like 140 Canadian, but mm-hmm. still, that's not bad for the size of that terrain.
Yep.
All right. I think we're done for this week.
Yep.
Okay, well, I guess we'll be back next week then, guys.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio. And Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Almost Podcast, a fan-driven companion podcast for the Almost Human television show. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.